Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Monday, brought to you as always by our good friends at Pelican Brewing Company. They invite you to take a beach break at one of their five coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, Lincoln City, and now Rockaway. Beach is open. Five locations, our good friends at Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Let's talk some Big Ten football with somebody who knows a lot about Big Ten football. We loved having him on after the Oregon-Penn State game. A lot going on in the conference this weekend, and joining us again on the show, Landon Tangwall. You can check out his show, The Landon Tangwall Show, live on YouTube. He's a former offensive lineman at Penn State and a national college football analyst. And give him a follow on Twitter, at Landon Tangwall.
Heartbreak City this week for Penn State, man.
Oh, buddy, yeah. We'll get to your Nittany Lions. That one was brutal. I know you're a Steeler fan, too. I saw your tweets last night of like, God, that's a tough double whammy. Let's start with the Oregon-Iowa game. I'm curious from your perspective. Like, you're a Penn State guy. You're an East Coast Big Ten guy. And I continue to see this narrative of like, hey, Oregon shows that they can hang at the line of scrimmage with the big boys. And I'm like, what year is it? 2009 in people's minds? Like, why is that still a narrative out there? I'm just, your thoughts on Oregon and what they did on the road at Iowa this weekend.
Yeah, they went out to Iowa and played Iowa's game better than them. The Oregon rushing for, 7.3 yards per carry. Iowa went for 2.3 yards per carry. On both sides of the ball, Oregon dominated up front. And I think that was cool to see. And it was. It was like the national media reaction. But even whoever was calling the game, I forget, it was like, oh, wow. Like, I can't believe Oregon's doing this. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, first off, has anybody watched anything this year? I mean, Oregon won up front, and I know we were going to talk about Penn State in a little bit, but they still have quality guys up front on both sides. Oregon won there. Indiana got them a little bit up front on both sides in their game. But I'm with you guys and all the Oregon fan base. Maybe because I've just watched so much tape of Oregon, I know how good they are up front on both sides of the ball. But I was shocked. I was shocked kind of the overall reaction. I want to give a shout-out to a couple people. Bear Alexander, dude, at defensive tackle, is playing some high-level football right now. I mean, this Iowa offensive line, they are up there for the Joe Moore Award. They are one of the best, especially in run blocking. And Bear Alexander, Washington, and company, they really handled them up front. So I think they deserve a lot of props there. And then just the Oregon offensive line, the way that they were blocking. Shout out to Jamari Johnson doing a lot of the dirty work that Kenyon Sadiq normally does. I mean, he was blocking really, really well out there. I think Pregnon at left guard is playing, especially in the run game, but overall – playing at a very high level, some of the best guard play I've seen across the country. And then also Poncho at center is just demolishing guys. So it was a gritty win. It was cool to see Oregon win in that fashion. I think that's their second one. And now Oregon has to live in a world where, oh, you still don't have any ranked wins, but you go to you go to two different people's places, almost, you know, Penn State's across the country. I wouldn't say Iowa's all the way across the country, but you go cross country two different times and get gritty wins, and you're still not going to get respected. I think it's crazy. I mean, we could talk about it, but it's wild that Indiana's getting all this credit for, you know, what a gritty win at Penn State, and, you know, look at them, they can overcome stuff. But you know, Oregon is still, it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. You beat Penn State when they were number two and it was the whiteout and everything was against you. So I'm not just saying this because I'm on the Oregon show. I really feel this. I feel like Oregon and the national media, I don't know, they're not getting the narratives right now.
Well, I'm kind of curious. I know Indiana played them really well and beat them and kind of came into Autzen Stadium and took a game. A lot of people out here thought that Oregon would kind of pull away from. And we know Ohio State is also unbeaten. I'm curious how Oregon's running attack makes you weigh how to place Oregon in this college football playoff, you know, top tiers kind of conversation. When you watch Oregon run for 200 yards on Iowa, which I think is the most since 2022 against an Iowa defense, when you watch them have that kind of ability, how do you place Oregon in the conversation of major college football teams right now?
Yeah, I think if Oregon can run the football effectively, I think they're just as good as any other team. That's how I see it. I mean, watching Noah Whittington get out there, and he had some really nice runs. Deer Hill is still looking like a really talented young guy. And every single running back averaged over 6 yards per carry. And like you said, when you do that against the Iowa front seven that prides themselves on, you might beat us deep. You might be able to pass the ball on us, but you're not going to run the ball. And that's why I say it was such an impressive win. It was such a statement win for Oregon because they went in. It was horrific conditions. Back-to-back weeks now, Dante Moore has had to deal with just downpours and just awful weather. And so it wasn't super easy to pass the football. And they said, all right, we have the ability to say we're going to rely on this offensive line. By the way, minus Alex Harkey at right tackle. So you lose what might be one of your better run blockers in there too. And you still just physically impose your will on that Iowa defense that really no one has run on very well. Even Indiana struggled against that Iowa front seven. So I thought it was a statement for this offensive line that, you know, had some good games and then had some, you know, you mentioned the kind of a blunder against Indiana. But if they can continue to run the ball like this, if you continue to have a stable of running backs where you can just, you know, interchange them in and out and all of them are explosive and they're popping for big runs and they're going for 6 yards per carry, well, I think you can hang with anybody in college football.
Yeah, I'm glad you shouted out Jamari Johnson. We forgot to mention him earlier, filling in for Sadiq, who's been such a good run blocker. He was great in the run game and then made some big plays. Not that there were many of them in the pass game because of the conditions, but he was outstanding for Oregon on Saturday. Landon Tangwall is our guest. Check out his college football show. Subscribe to the YouTube page at Landon Tangwall. CFB, it's, you know, film studies and takes on everything in the Big Ten and college football. It's a must follow for college football fans. Follow him on Twitter as well. But let's get to the other game. I'm glad you mentioned Indiana. Like, I think Oregon does deserve more credit for their wins over Penn State and Iowa, and people are having a hard time grading those and understanding how should we process this. Where in the SEC, I see, like, Georgia struggle with Florida, and I'm not killing Georgia for it. Like, that's a rivalry game. Florida still has a lot of composite talent, and they can put it together on any given weekend. That you got to bring it, and if you don't, you're going to find a way to lose. That was kind of the way I felt about Indiana this weekend. They weren't at their best, but Penn State's got nothing to lose. They're playing at home. Indiana's trying to run the table and go perfect. Just, I know it was heartbreaking in the outcome because of your alma mater losing another tough game, but just what that showed you about Indiana and their grit and resilience and finding a way to win that game.
Yeah, that was, Cignetti said it was one of the most improbable victories he's ever been a part of, and they got it done. They get the ball back down four, and Mendoza has what a lot of people are calling his Heisman moment. And it was, yeah, I knew it was coming when they got the ball back. And I said, all right, here they go. They're going. We even sacked Mendoza on first down. It was like, yes, second and 18 on their own, you know, like 12-yard line, and just throws a strike, and then it was first down. Just work their way down the field. I just want to put this out there. This goes for everybody. I don't understand the idea of defensive coordinators that you do something all game. Mendoza, besides that last drive, looked pretty pedestrian. Mm-hmm. Threw a really bad interception. Really was not doing what Mendoza normally does because we blitzed him to hell. We had 29 pressures on him on 30 dropbacks. I mean, it was they were getting after him. And then all of a sudden, you say, all right, and I get it. You don't want to be too aggressive and get beat on one play, but you stop doing what's working. You go prevent cover three, and you give these 10 to 15 easy, you know, yard completions just underneath that entire last drive. I've never understood why defensive coordinators in those moments just go full-on soft prevent. How about we stick with what's working? And then what I think was probably one of the best catches of the college football season to finish that thing off, that touchdown at the end there by Omar Cooper. I mean, that was spectacular. Yeah. It was cool to watch, but as a Penn State letterman, that was it was heartbreaking. I wanted it for the team. I wanted it for our interim head coach, Terry Smith. But once again, you see good teams just make more plays, and that's what Indiana did. They got this guy, Charlie Becker, number 80. So they have Surratt, who had a pretty good game against Oregon. Surratt did not play in this game. Mm-hmm. He had a hamstring. And so this guy, Charlie Becker, comes into the game, career stats, 7 receptions for like 150 yards in his entire career. He comes in, 7 receptions for 118 yards against Penn State. I mean, I'll tell you what, you can't make this type of stuff up. And I was incredibly frustrated with Penn State. You get the ball back and you're up 4 and they had to punt it away. You got 3 minutes left. You just got to get 2 first downs. You get the first down and then they just run it up the middle twice and throw a little pass into the flat. And they didn't go for the jugular. And yeah. I maybe understand that if you're in an undefeated game or something like that against Indiana, maybe I understand that, but it's like, you got nothing to lose. You're not even going to go to a bowl game. Let's pass the ball and try to get the first down. I mean, we're just going to run the clock out and give the ball back to arguably the best quarterback in all of America and let him just kind of dice you up. So frustrating as the entire Penn State season has been. And yes, you mentioned I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan as well. And that continues to give me lots of grief.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, I would tell you, Landon, that I think that might be my biggest pet peeve in all of football, whether it's a good ranked matchup or just a bad team against a great team. I don't know if I hate anything more than the most obvious. We're going to run it 3 times to make you use all your timeouts and then give you the ball back with a chance to win or tie the game. Like, just can we go for the win here and say
one completion and the game is over?
I mean, it's like a 3rd and 6. Well, it's going to be a run. It's going to get stuffed for 2 yards, and we're going to punt. It's like, just can we stop doing that, whether you're a good team or not a good team? Who, Ohio State, Texas A&M, one of the 2 of the 3 undefeateds left in the sport. I know Ohio State won the national championship. Of those two, A&M and Ohio State, which one impresses you more?
Oh, absolutely, Ohio State. I think Ohio State is far and away the best team in all of college football. And that Texas win is starting to look better again. For a while there, they were discrediting, you know, saying, all right, now I don't really know if Ohio State has a good win. Well, Texas is now inside the top 10 again. So I think you look at that, and that was still a gritty win in, you know, week one when no one really knew anything about this young college football season. But you just watch this. Ohio State defense is the best defense in America. And then you have Julian Sain, who I think is better than Fernando Mendoza. I think Julian Sain is the best quarterback in football, only, 9 games into his college football starting career. And so I see that, and I have to say you got 2 first-round wide receivers in Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith. I don't know how you slow down this Ohio State team when you're just playing a defense at that high of a level. Now I will say, I mean, A&M has, you know, really reloaded at the wide receiver position in the portal. I think Reed is a great talent. Watched a lot of their tape against Notre Dame and a couple of those other teams, and Elko just keeps finding a way to win. His defense, that he really took over the reins, Elko did. Texas A&M's defense last year was not playing very well. This offseason, Elko says, I'm taking this over. I'm going to be the play caller. And, I mean, some of these blitzes and coverages that he's dialing up are just causing issues. I mean, Eli Drinkowitz was asked about it after that their game, and it was like he had nothing to say. He was like, yeah, they took it. Their defense took it to us. So, I mean, Elko has that well-oiled machine going, but I still got to give the nod to Ohio State. I think they're the best team in America, and I don't know how you slow them down. I will say the one thing that they aren't doing great right now is running the football. They are struggling with that a little bit. If they can figure out how to run a little bit more efficiently, I don't know. I don't know how any team can go out on the football field and expect to stop that offense.
Yeah, last one for you, Landon. I'm just curious. You mentioned the Penn State stuff. It feels like ages ago that they fired James Franklin, and that was the biggest opening in the country, and now half the country has fired their coaches, and we've kind of forgotten. Oh, that's right. Penn State still needs a new head coach. I'm just curious, the latest on that, what you're hearing and what you're hoping in that coaching search that's leaving a big void there in the top of the Big Ten power rankings.
Yeah, it's wide open. Everybody I've talked to here around Penn State, we really still do not have a clue. It seems like Penn State's athletic director, Pat Kraft, is kind of in wait-and-see mode. Who's going to get knocked out of the playoffs? And you're just going to have to wait till really probably that week of the last regular season game. And it's probably not going to be named the head coach of Penn State till November 30th, which is the Sunday after the last regular season game. And the big problem with that really is National Signing Day has continued to move up. Back in the day, everybody signed in February. You start doing early National Signing Day in 2017, 2018, and it was kind of taboo to do at the beginning, and now everybody started doing it. 2021, when I signed, everybody was doing National Signing Day, and it was still December 17th, 18th. They've moved it up to December 3rd now. So it's going to be crazy, and I think you're going to continue to see more people kind of have to sign on December 3rd, and you're going to see more of the Julian Sand situations where someone is at, you know, it was different because Saban left Alabama, but Sand went to Alabama for 10 days and transferred to Ohio State. I think we're going to continue to see more of that because these high school football players are being forced to sign 3 days after the college football regular season ends. And there's going to be, especially this year, tons of coaching movement, and teams might not have their coaches set by December 3rd. So it's going to be really interesting to watch. Penn State does not have one singular guy that's in the lead right now. It is completely all over the place. And some would say, I think it was still time to move on from James Franklin, but it was not a good time to need to move on from James Franklin.
Wild stuff, man. Landon Tangwall, go check out his show on YouTube. Awesome film studies and breakdowns of game tape. And if you're a Big Ten football fan or just a college football fan, man, it's a must follow, a must watch. It's been great for me all year to keep an eye on different teams in the Big Ten that I can't watch as often, or Oregon opponents, and I'm curious, what are they bringing to the table? Great stuff. At Landon Tangwall on Twitter. Go give him a follow. And again, check out the YouTube show. Give him a subscription there on YouTube as well. Landon, we always appreciate the time, man. I know it was a tough weekend for you, but a big weekend out here for Oregon. We appreciate the breakdown, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.